250,000. That's when I first testified in the U.S. Senate. That was the number roundabout we had. Since the vaccines, we've had 750,000 plus people die. The vaccines obviously haven't made it better than before the vaccines. It's way worse. Now, the total number of Americans who have lost their lives to vaccines is unknown. The CDC admits to 15,000 people, but they get the reports early on from doctors and paramedics in the vaccine centers of people who died within a few days of taking the vaccine. The CDC's number is 15,000 Americans. That's underreported. There's been scholarship to figure out how much underreported. And there are people who have testified before the FDA, and I've looked at all the testimonies and the data supporting it. The current underreporting factor for death is likely to be 30. 30 times 15,000 is 450,000. We've put confidence limits on it. The confidence limits are as low as 49,000, but as high as scary numbers, you know, way well more than 500,000. I can tell you with great confidence that this is loss of life, an avoidable loss of life. It doesn't matter how good anyone thinks these vaccines are. They couldn't possibly have a role in public health, and they certainly don't have a role in an ethical and moral society. We could never allow someone to be pressured, coerced, or have the threat of reprisal over them for taking one of these vaccines.
So I lived overseas. If you go to Shenzhen, back in 2017, they already had facial recognition cameras there. So if you jaywalked in Shenzhen, they would immediately detect that and send you a notification, and they would deduct money from your what they call WeChat account. They use two main apps, WeChat and Alipay. So you can actually deduct your money directly from your account. This is 4 years ago, so this is not like some sort of conspiracy theory. It's not something that's going to happen 10 years into the future. This happened pre-corona in China. And so this system in China that exists is extremely advanced. They can detect if it's a man or a woman. They can guess your age. They can detect what kind of car model it is, who the manufacturer is. This is a sort of technology that we see in all these dystopian sort of films and whatever. And people keep putting it off and thinking that this is something that's going to happen later in my kid's lifetime or my grandkids. It's already here. And if this gets implemented anywhere, especially in a Western nation, it's not going away. Israel is already talking about the fourth shot. Then they're going to be going to herpes. And they're going to ask if you're gay. They're going to be asking if you ate three pizzas this week because it's unhealthy. If you buy certain books in certain countries, your country doesn't like you, you'll lose points in the social credit score system. So this is already the reality of the world in certain places, and we need to be aware of that if we don't want that or if we do. And to be perfectly honest, anybody who wants his vaccine passport, it's a misnomer. It's total control. Everything you do or don't do will be calculated to the point where if they can detect your GPS signal, if you have a phone on you, they can detect who you're hanging out with. Oh, you're hanging out with somebody that said something bad 9 years ago on Weibo, okay, like a Chinese equivalent to Facebook or something like that, right? Oh, you lose 2 points. Oh, you bought Japanese books. You lose 5 points because you don't like Japan. This is what is going to come here because it's already there.
And we're doing that a little bit with contact tracing for COVID, aren't we? So that they can see where you're at and who you're with.
The simple reality is that the technology that CSIS has and all these big tech corporations, they already know where you are. It's just that they don't want to shock the system too much and admit that they have it. Edward Snowden revealed all this back in 2013. He fled to Hong Kong. They wouldn't keep him there, so now he's in Russia.
Yeah.
But the NSA has all of your information. They know your Google searches from like February 9th, 2004 in a bunker in Colorado.
Help me, Rhonda.
Right, right. They have all this information. So, but they don't, like in the U.S. they have the Fourth Amendment. They can't, they're not supposed to track you forever, right? So they pretend they don't have it, but they do.
So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries.
3 minutes of your time because you're gonna want to hear this. What CSRQSM will mean for your life and the future. CSRQSM Social Management Software is the program that will be used worldwide by select governmental and banking institutions when the financial reset occurs. The financial reset will be a complete restructuring of the current system, eliminating all existing fiat currencies overnight. The CSRQ-SM software will intercept all banking transactions, all credit and debit card transactions, and all known financial transactions over a period of 3 to 5 days once the system is activated. The currency planned to be used is known as USDR. For those with a Japanese bank account, for example, their yen will be converted to USDR overnight. Nearly all countries on Earth will use the new system. The software is designed to process all financial transactions centrally and issue social credit scores for all users. When the conversion takes place, you will see new information when you log into your bank account, including screens indicating your social credit score. The score will operate on a scale of 1 to 1,000, with 1,000 being the highest score achievable and 1 being the lowest. No bank account shall contain more than 1,000 in USDR at any time for Class C accounts, which includes 99% of the world. Class C accounts will receive 1,000 USDR once at the beginning of each month. Separate accounts known as Class S accounts are reserved for government leaders and the highest echelons of the rich and elites of the world. Class S accounts can contain unlimited USDR funds and have additional privileges. Everyone must immediately comply with the new system. Those who resist, those who protest or complain online will receive immediate fines and deductions to their score and account. It's expected in the first month about 20% of the human population will have their accounts reduced to nearly zero due to the bad behavior, but that by the second month this behavior will be corrected. According to the documentation for the software, once people realize they can't have more than $1,000 and can easily lose it with unapproved behavior, they will change the behavior and comply. Each class within the CSRQ-SM software app has specific parameters. Each class contains dozens of metrics and variables. Above me is an example. C, common class, amount of accounts, 7.1 billion or 95.5% of humans. C, vaccination required, yes. Booster shots, yes. You have to have two or more. Asset limitations, yes. No greater than 5,000. Carbon score, yes. Restricts travel and food consumption. One is lowest and best. 500 is highest and worst. S, sovereign class, amount of accounts, 7 to 8 million or 1% of humans. No requirements. Restricted amount of accounts, 250 million or 3.36% of humans. Look at the requirements.
Make sure you don't fall into this common trap if you want God to use your life. There is a process before the platform. If you desire to preach God's word, you desire a good thing. Though it might not be easy, it's important that you cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He raises you. Don't rush anything. Enjoy the presence of the Lord as you grow into the calling that He has placed on your life. You're not missing opportunities. You're not falling behind. You're just growing your roots. Keep going. Be patient. Nothing will slow you down like what seems to be a shortcut.
Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, acquitted, not guilty, reckoned righteous, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. All right? Now don't try and say it with me the first time, say it after me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, acquitted, not guilty, reckoned righteous, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Now take a deep breath and say, thank you, God.
Supernatural investigator Cody Aaron says in his YouTube and TikTok videos that he doesn't believe that ghosts are real, or at least that they aren't the lingering spirits of humans. Instead, he believes that all paranormal experiences are actually demonic in nature. Cody says that he has successfully helped troubled families struggling with demonic presences for years. So when a family member reaches out to Cody about the terrifying activity occurring in their office building, the concerned investigator doesn't hesitate to offer a helping hand. But what he encounters in this office building even takes him by surprise. Cody records as he explores the creepy, empty office space at night. What happens next is downright chilling.
Okay, you guys, so this is the door that moves on its own, and that's the chair that moves on its own. And I'm just tired, you know. There's absolutely nothing here this time. I've not seen anything. It's 9:46, and usually everything happens by this time, but nothing's going on. There was way more people than what's usually here today, so I kind of guess maybe that's what it is, and I'm just going to call it a day. I'll start again tomorrow, maybe, and we'll see what... Okay, so I'm the only one here right now, and the door just closed on its own.
Did you see it? Cody is completely unaware of what appears to be a small girl standing right behind him. When he walks into the room the figure appeared in, a door behind him slams shut. After reviewing his spooky footage, the investigator decides to return for another night. And it did not go well.
Okay, so I'm here by myself. All of these green lights means that there's no motion, right? Look in this room. What in the world is that? That is insane. I have never seen something like this. This is directly beside me in the next room. Did you see that? It disappeared. What in the world? Okay. I'm going over. I have to see what this is. See, and look. Here is the motion detection for me in this room. There I am on the screen. There's no motion detect. Look, it's moving. And there's no motion detection right there. That is nuts. Look at that. Let's do it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to need Eric's help for this. I'm not going to do this by myself.
Cody is shocked when suddenly a loud voice yells, "Leave." So could it be that the office building is haunted by a demonic presence? Or could it all just be an elaborate hoax? You decide. You can check out more paranormal moments over on Cody Aaron's TikTok page and YouTube channel.
The famous actor Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter. He's also an atheist. Here's Daniel Radcliffe darkening one of his eyes utterly for the Eye of Horus, one-eye symbolism. Who would have guessed in this fallen world that this would happen? A. Here he is again, strategically putting something over one of his eyes for one-eye symbolism, the Eye of Horus. Horus is another name for Satan. He's doing it again here, smiling, darkening one of his eyes utterly. Being an atheist is so cool, right? This picture is appropriate. He's got the sign of success on his hand. It's not A-OK, it's 666. He's throwing up the devil horns. He's probably just rock and roll. Keeps the vow of silence, Harry Potter. Crossing his arms, Osiris risen Freemasonry pose, and you could argue black and white checkerboard. He's on a magazine cover, hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. And he rests his hands in an interesting position. This is the world we live in. It's a battle. Jesus Christ is Lord God and Savior. The rest of the world is very much in trouble. God bless you, everyone.
What's hepatic?
Hepatitis C.
Hepatitis.
I can't work, and I got anxiety.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Jesus.
Yes or no?
Yeah,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for what?
For Jesus to come.
Amen. What country are you from?
Russia. Mother Russia.
That's the power I got on your liver. It's the power I got on your liver. Power God in your liver. Let's just do what, focus on what Jesus is doing. So that's power God going through your liver. Power God going through your liver. Power God going through the liver. In the mighty name of Jesus. I think you already got that.
Yeah.
So, Becca, how old are you?
13.
Okay. So, Becca, this is your parents. Mm-hmm. So, your daughter's in a spiritual battle. Okay. And the enemy wants you. That's why the enemy is attacking in dreams and other ways. All right. I'll say other ways because you know about what I'm talking about. So you're in a spiritual battle. It's up to you. You can only do this. But you have to give your heart to Jesus completely. Okay? You can't sit on the fence. You know, be like your friends because you are in a spiritual battle. The enemy wants you. You've got to give your life to Jesus in a meaningful way. All right? And just leave everything that's not of him. And really, I'm not talking about saying the sinner's prayer. I'm talking about a 100% give your life to Jesus. Okay? Consecrate yourself to him. Okay? Because the devil wants you. And the key for you to get out of this is give your life to Jesus. Okay? That help? Okay? So, mum, music, movies, everything. Okay? Everything has to be cleansed by the blood. All right?
And so where's the pain right now?
The pain is right here in my leg.
Okay. So this brother was in a car accident and was thrown from the car and was like in pieces. It's a miracle he's even alive. Mm-hmm. So right now, all bone be restored completely, all pain go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now move it around and tell me what's going on there.
I feel in intense pain, but now I don't feel it anymore.
That's
really good.
Is there, what happened here? Is there any pain in there?
No.
Do you want to believe for a creative miracle?
Okay, that's awesome.
Do you want to believe for a creative
miracle? And not even my stretch at all.
What about a creative miracle? You want the ball to put it back in here? You want that God to put that back in there?
Wow.
I'm going to pray
for you.
You ready?
That's amazing.
Wait, is it there already? Is it back in there already?
Bless him, Lord.
It's no.
All right, here. Let's pray. Ready?
Yes.
So, create a miracle right now. Bone be restored right back to what's original in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Amen. Now,
Amen.
Now, tell me what's going on there.
I mean,
Take your hand out and then focus on the Lord and tell me if you feel anything changing there. Just
yes,
like
Lord,
just without
it
touching it, tell
build
me if you feel something changing. Without touching it, take your hands down and focus.
It looks
on that.
Like it feels the same.
But do what the minister is suggesting. Take your hands down and focus on it and tell me if you start to feel like a tingling action in there. So, no, take your hands down. Take your hands down and don't touch the area and tell me if you start to feel inside without touching it, a tingling feeling. So Lord, show your glory because he's got a lot of faith. I believe you've made him a businessman. I believe you want to prosper him. So right now, because I can feel something right now here. So right now, a creative miracle right there in the cheek. Because I can feel something right here in my own cheek right now, Lord. Let him feel it. Let him feel it. Bone be restored in Jesus' name right now to its original. In the name of Jesus Christ, let him experience that, Lord. Help him to focus. Do you feel any kind of manifestation anywhere?
I feel like a little tingly feeling.
A little tingly feeling.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was feeling. So you have to believe that God's doing that because he may do that over the course of hours. So keep on believing. So that was an encouragement to you to help you believe for that.
Wow, that was just freaking awesome. Because it's like this morning I had court, so I just woke up and then when I came straight here, my leg's been hurting the whole time. And then now when we prayed over it, like I had an intense pain and it just went away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Praise
it's also
Lord.
Making you're sensitive to God because it's making you a little nervous in the spirit, but that's a good nervousness. It's showing you, I knew he was real. I knew, that's his attitude. I knew you were real. I knew you were real. And it's causing the Holy Spirit's all over you right now. So that's what that shaking is. It's the Holy Spirit on you.
Take me to your